just the anti-Semitic stuff that I've been sent in DMs.
Wait, really? Like, what's the worst one?
Cancel
Culture
Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Cancel Culture, the podcast where we talk about some taboo things and risk our own reputations as well as my dear old dad's and try not to get him canceled or ourselves. Welcome back to another episode. I am Jamie and I actually had a very unique night last night. I went to a comedy show and Craig Robinson showed up just out of nowhere. He just showed up and started playing the piano. He sang and he told some jokes. It wasn't really stand-up so much as it was just like a performance. But he was funny. And the craziest part of this was not Craig Robinson. No, no. It was the woman who worked there. This woman, she must have been like, I'm going to go with 45 to 55, somewhere in that range. She, white woman. She clearly has performed at this space a bunch, and Craig Robinson showed up and she lost her fucking mind. Now, all due respect to Craig Robinson, I like him a lot. I think he's super talented, super funny. I was excited to see him when he showed up, but like you would have thought that Prince showed up. Like it was like this woman lost, like she was like giving birth. She was like, oh my God. And then he started like singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And she was like, yes, baby. Yes, sing, sing. And at one point he started playing, I don't remember what the song was, but he started playing and like the whole vibe was that the audience was singing along. And then at one point he kept playing and everybody kind of stopped singing because nobody knew the words. And he was like, what happened? What the fuck happened? And this woman next to me goes, white people. She's white. I was like, what is going on? It also wasn't like, I can't remember the song obviously, which is not helping my case, but it wasn't like a song that like felt like that was even remotely appropriate to say. She was just like screaming like white people, and he just turned it into him saying like white people, black people, Asian people, there's always people around. This woman was just like losing her goddamn mind next to me. It was very crazy.
Was she a performer? Did you say she was a performer?
She like performs her own shows in the space, but she like opened the show with a song and then closed the show with a song. And it, like most of the performers were comedians, just stand-ups, and then some were music performers who also did like comedy music. And she closed the show with a song that started with her introducing it like, you know, cancel culture. And I was like, yes. She was like, cancel culture. You know, we can't say anything anymore. And I was like strapping in ready for her to just say some wild shit. And then it turned into her just being like super woke and like, but like an not funny at all. Just her being like, And now Fox News is the devil and we're going to kill Trump and everything.
The worst thing about woke culture is that it does not always have a sense of humor. And I think that's the greatest disservice it does for itself.
The greatest disservice is it's not able to make fun of itself. And it takes itself too seriously. Yeah. And this woman, I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what she was trying to say, but
I think she was happy that she shared a bill with Craig Robinson.
She was mostly happy
for herself. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, that's my life, long-winded life update. Anybody else?
Hi, I'm Alina. I went to Miami, which is part of the lawless state of Florida. And there were times where I was like, wow, I'm on an island. Why can't talk? And then there were times I was like, no, this is Florida. This is definitely Florida.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to see.
What were the dynamics?
You know, the that mandals, the mandals with the, you know, like the man sandals,
yeah,
with the cargo shorts
and the
just
socks
below the knee. No socks, toes out. Oh. Freak nasty. Oh.
Yeah, no socks.
No,
it's Miami.
No socks. Yeah, it's Miami. Yeah. And also the fact that people were like drag racing speed racers and there were just no cops and open speed racing. It was crazy. A lawless land, I tell you.
But did you get up to in Miami? What did you go out late?
Were you lawless?
I was not lawless. I feel like I was the member of the group the most slothful. I did not sleep very much at all. I did dance a lot. Yeah. I ate a lot of pizza and Cuban food, which was really great. I wore my big giant ponytail, which is always very fun. Yeah, and I feel like I kept everybody alive on that trip, truthfully. This was, Paul it was says a gross trip.
Paul said I saw Elena on a yacht with Drake on his IG.
If only. I was on a boat for much of the time, but it wasn't with Drake. So next time.
Whose boat was it?
I don't know. Some random. Huh. It's just vibes.
We can't ask her too many questions. Her mom's in the room.
Yeah, my mom is right over there. But we were safe. I kept everyone together.
Hi, I'm Mariana.
Hi,
I went to karaoke this weekend. I feel like I go to karaoke kind of a lot.
You gotta do it.
What'd
you sing?
Karaoke. Wonderwall by Oasis. I've been on an Oasis kick recently.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
I am like obsessed with Liam Gallagher's Twitter. It's so funny.
Did anyone see that JK Rowling is trying to say, I know we've mentioned her before, but she's trying to say that cis, the word cis, like as in cisgender, CIS, is a slur.
What?
Yeah, that was my reaction. She's trying to say that. Not only that, but she's Elon so Musk agreed to the point where now you can get banned from Twitter.
He considers it hate speech. He announced it. He declared it hate speech.
I thought his whole thing about taking over Twitter was that you can't ban people from Twitter.
Well, right. So now J.K. Rowling tweeted, cis, quote unquote, is ideological language signifying belief in unfalsifiable concept of gender identity. You have a perfect right to believe in unprovable essences that may or may not match the sexed body. What even is this?
She's trying to sound... Like,
but the rest of us tweets, have a degree.
She writes tweets worse than she writes books.
Yeah.
And no, that's why she has your jargon. Excellent editors. She has excellent editors is what that is.
Elon Musk said... repeated targeted harassment against any account will cause the harassing accounts to receive, at minimum, temporary suspensions. The words cis or cisgender are considered slurs on this platform.
Go back to the tweet that he's responding to. So he...
who is James Essies? S's?
Within a day, without talking to anybody else at the company, Elon Musk declared cis and cisgender hate speech. He didn't talk to any health and first of all, he fired or they all quit. Anybody who would govern this from a trust and safety standpoint on the platform is gone. And so alone in his room with his Coke Zero, he declared these words hate speech just because. Because this guy James.
That's embarrassing.
Remember that joke that John Mulaney told in his one special? Yeah, during Pride. During that one special where he said, I think it's like the Comeback Kid, where he said, like, if you're talking about a slur and saying that one is worse than the other, chances are the one that you can't say out loud or write is the worst one. And so the fact that they're like repeatedly like, cis is a slur, cis is a slur, cis is a slur. I'm like, it's not. Clearly, because you don't have any problems.
Really
and also, not to be this person, but so now on Twitter, you can show whole, but you can't say cis.
And that's what I'm saying. Wild.
I mean, I'm all for freedom of whole, but come on. You should not be able to show whole more easily than you're able to say just basic human words.
Well, just the anti-Semitic stuff that I've been sent in DMs.
Wait, really? Like, what's the worst one?
Well, and
Mariana, read your DM to him. We'll find out.
Anything that you can see. Was it mine? anything you can see on Twitter now, by the way, it's now completely
all
open
holes.
And available. All holes, right.
All holes.
But you can't say the word cis.
No, it's like when people were like, I don't have pronouns. My pronouns are USA. I was like, you just do have pronouns, though. Like, you just do. Like,
and this is why you failed English twice in a row.
No, literally.
Still let you graduate.
I just, it's like, you know, talk about cancel culture. Like, you can't say anything. I guess we can't say cis now.
Can't say cis anymore.
I can't say cis.
Guys,
I never really said it that often, to be honest with you.
Well, it's just like a literal term.
I'm not going to miss it.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Claudia's A Chance of Meatballs?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, comedy gold. You know the part where the mayor's like, without consulting anyone, I have taken the entire town's budget for sardine land. I feel like that's Elon Musk. Like he is that character where he's like, with no guidance whatsoever and without consulting anybody, I've decided and decreed.
You know who he reminds me of, actually, if we're just comparing to cartoon characters? Has anyone seen Wreck-It Ralph? I know we've mentioned this before.
Classic.
He reminds me of the King Candy in Sugar Rush in Wreck-It Ralph, right? Yep. He, like, stole the land, so, like, Sugar Rush, he stole Twitter, and then he, like, codes it differently to, like, exclude all the people that he doesn't like, and then he fucking loses his
makes
mind.
Himself becomes king.
A crazy monster thing, and that's what's happening. So we're just waiting for the third evolution cycle.
And that's literally what he did. I mean, he basically forced the sale into being, even beyond his desire to want it, just by being a dick.
Yep.
Well,
he'll like to tell you that he used his money, but he actually used other people's money and Tesla stock, which is other people's money, to buy it. And now he's literally setting it on fire in front of
I feel like rich people are really having a crazy moment right now. Like between Elon challenging Mark Zuckerberg to a fight.
Oh my God.
Which is also
I missed
crazy.
This. They're fighting. Yeah.
Really?
They're scrapping outside?
They're gonna a boxing match?
I fucking hope so. A slap a bitch fest.
Should we bet on it?
Wow. It's an MMA fight. MMA fight.
He's not gonna do it.
Wait,
Mark
this is
Zuckerberg's
so funny.
Not going to say yes.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg's going to get clowned. Come on now.
They're both going to get clowned. They're both going to drop.
Elon will do better.
Well, they're
Mark
fighting
Zuckerberg
each other.
Won like a thing, didn't he?
He only won. Yeah, that's how history will write it. But he only won because he lost and then complained and got it overturned. I swear to God, that's the truth of that story.
Wow.
And now they're threatening. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I would pay good money to watch Zuckerberg get throat punched. Like I would pay.
I want them both to just walk away. I want both of them to get taken down simultaneously.
Honestly, put it on. I'll watch it.
Literally, they should rewrite both
to my corporate card. Actually, Mariana, let's charge that to the corporate card. All right.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have a viewing party. Guys, we should live stream our viewing of that fight.
And
that
we can,
would be great.
We can bet
can't
on
show
it.
The fight. We could just show.
Yeah, just show our reactions.
We'll bet
I'm gonna live tweet the fight on Twitter and see how long it takes to get banned. With just talking shit about.
And to think I just started tweeting. I like just figured out Twitter, low key.
Yeah, no, you gotta leave Twitter. All the cool kids are doing it. But the other thing I was gonna say is, rich people are having a moment. So Elon Musk is. Oh Lord. Elon Musk challenging Mark Zuckerberg to a fight, and then the fucking submersible happened.
Oh my god.
And okay, I'm gonna say it, I think culture has become too woke to eat the rich. Like I'm deeply concerned that when it comes time for the revolution, all these people are gonna be like, well, but like think about their families, like come on, like have some empathy. Like
is that what you thought as
listen,
this is happening?
Listen, I'm not saying I feel like I need to now defend myself. I'm not saying that they deserve to die. I'm not saying like I'm happy they're dead. All I'm saying is throughout this entire debacle, everyone seems to fucking forget that these people chose to do this, paid $250,000 to do it after they had signed waivers that literally said like this machine isn't really regulated to do this. And then the government spent $10 million looking for them of taxpayer money, $10 million, when we already knew they were already dead. Like,
yeah. But that's my other thing. The Titanic expert guy, you know, the director, he was like, no, it imploded. It 100% imploded. And they were like, no, we got to keep looking.
And
like,
even,
no.
But here's the kicker.
Like,
here's
I've
the real
the math.
Kicker.
The math.
He's literally done the math.
He was like, I've mathed it out.
Money, they do the math.
Yeah, exactly. But I here's the real kicker is that even if it hadn't imploded, they still wouldn't have been able to rescue them because if they had found them, they don't have any machine in the world
that
can go down and get that thing back up. So I was like, listen, all of you people who are being like, we have to have empathy.
I have two questions.
Eat the rich.
Both of them I'm directing.
The iceberg said it best.
No, I'm directing them both at Mariana. Okay. One, I don't believe that everybody who was virtue signaling on the internet about that submersible actually thought the way that they expressed themselves on social media. I think they thought much more along the lines of where Jamie thought. And I think there's a lot of people who didn't express themselves there. Two, what did you have to do to the submarine to make it do that?
Mariana, I just used my brain, honestly. You don't
know. She's got telekinesis.
Yeah, I have telekinesis. So I like read that they were gone, and I just went, okay. And I made it happen. Sorry.
Here's the thing is I did read, and the one person I feel bad for is the son that went on it.
Yeah.
Because apparently he did it. He was scared to, this is actually sad. He was scared to go on it, but he did it to make his dad happy on Father's Day. Oh, and so, you know, that's devastating. And also
his dad didn't want like a baseball mitt. What's wrong with him?
I guess this is why when people ask me, what are you going to do for your dad on Father's Day? Nothing. I will do it because look how it ends.
That won't for her.
Okay.
Did you guys see about the CEO's stepson who is at the Blink 182 concert?
Yes.
That was
honestly, SNL couldn't have written that better. Like it was, Mariana, tell us what happened.
I saw someone tweet or some TikTok or something being like, I really hope that he really sang really loud during the, where are you? And I'm so, so funny.
Yeah, because one of the billionaire's stepsons was out of Blink 182, like at the height of this, like when they were still missing and everybody was searching, and he went to a Blink 182 concert. And I saw so many TikToks about that too. But it is like,
gotta keep living life.
It is just kind of comical. Like at a certain point,
it's like fire festival, but really intense.
It was interesting to me because, you know, $10 million is universal healthcare.
Yeah. Wow.
And also like, no, if
10 million is not,
we're going to take taxpayer money for that. They could put a little bit of it toward healthcare. Come on now. That was five guys and taxpayer money.
Or debt relief or like literally anything else.
A lot of money.
Other than billionaires who spent their own money to die. Like, I don't know. I just like, also if I had known, like, that's the thing is like, it is a little bit reassuring in a way because I'm like, oh, they're just gonna start killing themselves. Like this is their roundabout way. Like,
the movies have been telling us
is gonna get on a rocket, like up in the air movie, is gonna come true.
The movies have been telling us this for years. First of all, if you go back to the MMA fighting between Zuckerberg and Musk, Jon Favreau in a guest spot as Courtney Cox's boyfriend, I believe, on Friends, predicted that would happen. A billionaire tech guy gets into to be an MMA fighter. Then
Simpsons too.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And then Simpsons always gets credit for everything. But Jurassic Park, like who do you think all these people were in Jurassic Park in the first one, the original one, before Chris Pratt got involved? Like they were super rich people who get to go to a park where real life dinosaurs are parked. Well, what did you think was going to fucking happen? When you
went keep making those movies,
what the fuck did you think was gonna happen? To a certain extent, I feel like these movies are a bit like Westworld is another good.
Yeah, Westworld,
it's a good one.
Well, I did see a TikTok that was like, there's a meme of Bill Hader going around. I'm assuming it's from an episode of Barry of him dancing.
I think that's from SNL.
It was from SNL. It's like him dancing in a funny way. And people have been like putting that on top of everything on TikTok. And one is, I don't know if we can find it, Paul, but one is literally just him dancing at like the Titanic Museum. And the caption is POV, you seeing more of the Titanic than the billionaires who paid to see it. And it's just like, rich people will really just throw their money away.
They got an immersive experience.
Yeah, they got an immersible experience.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. Oh,
wah, wah. Anyway.
That's true.
Recently, for some reason, with the jokes that's like, she blank on my blank until I blank, or like, call him blank the way they blank him. You know what I mean?
Sure, tell them.
Like, the same, but you, like, keep changing, whatever.
Yeah. What's the joke?
Oh, the one that I came up with last night was, it's so bad. Call him the Titan, the way he implodes in my ocean. It's good.
HR.
HR. All right. On that note, I think we have a game.
Do we?
Yeah. Mm. We have a game. And Paul, guess who put it
together?
No, guess who put it together this week? Mariana.
Yeah. I heard that.
And she did an incredible job at that. Let me see. Let's see. Shared. Mariana, would you want to welcome
get into
us
it.
Here? Can you guys see it okay?
Yeah.
So yeah, for this week, we thought that it would be funny to play Never Have I Ever.
Sickening.
Because it's a fun game and it always comes with anecdotes and there's a siren. Someone's dying, I guess.
Mariana, our careers. Did you go like this again? And someone
yeah, with their crush? Yeah. So yeah, I made a little Never Have I Ever.
Love.
Cool.
Deck.
Should we get alcohol like my father and be drinking?
Let's just charge ahead. Let's just charge
ahead.
Yeah,
I love it. I'm drinking tea. But okay. Let's get it.
All right. Well, I'm sure everyone here has played before, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, you're reading it, not Mariana?
Mariana, yeah. Would you prefer to take things over?
Because Paul is a producer, and I made it so that he's saying things.
Okay. All right.
Is that Paul? Is that a picture of Paul?
Yeah. Let's go for it. So funny. What is he, 14 in that picture?
I can't see it because my Zoom thing's in the way. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, so this is what you were talking about. Okay, all right, here we go.
Yeah, Mariana, right. Where did you find
and
this?
And away team? We go.
Your Twitter.
Okay, so we have to put 10 fingers up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so everybody puts 10 fingers up. You know what it is. Ask Mariana, put it here. I'll say something. You have to identify whether you've done it, whether you've not done it. You put a finger down if you've done that thing. Whoever's left with no fingers, we'll start with 10. I'll come to your home and slaughter them off individually.
Wow,
it's like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, if you lose the fingers, you
I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to play.
All right, let's get into the first one here. Mariana gave us some good
stuff. I've never played this game before. Go ahead.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never have I ever played this game before.
Lied to get out of work.
Oh, for sure.
Wait, I have to put a finger down if I've done it.
If you've done it. Wait, Elena, did you not put a finger down?
No, I did. Oh. Did you not see it?
Mariana, I'm
missing it. I didn't see it.
You've never Mariana, lied.
You've never lied? What about
no.
school?
To get out of work, I haven't. No.
What about school?
No.
She did what just graduate from school, so she has an advantage.
I took a day off of work so I could go to the Hall of Fame dinner. I also took some days off of work to go
but
to
you
Hamilton.
Lied? You lied to the, did you lie?
Oh yeah, I said
about...
I was sick. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, you gotta say okay. You're sick. Yeah.
Maybe right. Elena and Evan put down a finger for that.
Okay.
Yes.
Mariana.
This is tiring. Wow. This is tiring. I really am getting tired.
Okay. Shoplifted or stole something?
Sorry, really? Mom.
What?
Sorry, Mom.
So nobody has a finger down so. For that.
No, my finger's down.
No, everybody's oh, no. except for
everybody
Mariana
has,
again.
Everybody is 2 for 2 except Mariana, who all has right. not put her finger down yet.
I'm okay. scared of authority. What can I say?
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, next.
I like that.
Gotten fired from a job.
Oh, my God. Well, who put this together?
I technically,
now I understand it. She's a ringer.
She's just targeting everybody else.
She's targeting everybody else.
She's telling us what
I will say. I will say, I'm putting a finger down for this one, but technically I was not fired. I put in my 2 weeks notice at a job and like and 2 hours later
don't come
he
back.
Came in and fired
or did
me.
You put it, or did you put in your 2 week notice because?
No, I put in my 2 weeks mm. notice.
So right. that was yeah. Jamie, Elena, and Evan with the finger down. Did I see that?
So how, yes. And how many should we have down if we've put them
three.
All down so far?
Three
down.
So I have three down so far.
Mariana, all fingers intact over there.
Yep.
Okay.
You better have... Crop dusted in a
crop dusted in a closed space room, elevator, car, etc.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I have. I
what,
grew up with
in a car?
Yeah.
I've listen. This is kind of like a really. It's a funny.
Oh, Elena. Oh, I mean, Mariana put a finger down. Let's hear it then.
Down. We went to London and we were in the like Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, I was like 12 at this point. I farted and it's like a closed space. And my, like everyone in my family.
But was it audible?
No, silent
but deadly. Silent but deadly, oof.
Yeah. I farted. My family was the first to get affected, and then everyone else started.
Contagion spread.
And like the entire, like, because it's like a closed
bubble. It's an egg. It's like an egg.
Everyone was like, what is that? And like, I watched everyone go like, what the fuck is that? It was so bad.
Was the slow bad. Burn.
You've really never, wait, Dad, did you not put a finger down?
I have done that, but not with pure strangers or in an elevator.
You've never been about to leave an elevator, so you fart and then leave.
No, I would never do that. I would never do that. I have, my farts tend not to smell. So there are times where I judge how smelly the fart is based on what I had the night before.
All right.
So I put it down. So I should have six up. If we put everyone
down.
Everybody
has six.
So everybody has six except for Mariana, who has nine.
Yeah.
Blacked out and then regret something I did while.
Why is his back broken?
I like how it's.
What's happened to his chair?
Personal. Something I did. So when Mariana was riding this, she regretted that.
Well, because it's like, never have I ever.
Is this also from Paul's Twitter?
Yes.
Okay, so who put a finger down? Blacked out and regretted something?
Decided.
No, I have not.
I don't think
I'm alone in this one? Great.
No. I can't think of any, but I mean.
Jamie, tell us about the time you blacked out.
Let's not. I don't
know more about that.
Let's
what
not.
Say, blacked out, Jamie?
Listen, we don't have to go there.
So I have six. Jamie has five. Elena has six. And Mariana has automatically won at this point, I believe, has nine. Go ahead.
Deleted something I posted because I realized I knew better.
Everybody.
Mariana tipped
the pizza. Yes.
Oh, Mariana deleted. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Slept with a coworker or boss.
Never. No.
I have thought about it, but as the mom friend of the group, I have not gone that far.
No.
Nose all around.
Sounds stressful, but that is my favorite. Wait, guys. I did have a campaign romance, but I didn't sleep with him until after the election. Did I?
Classic politics.
Okay, I'll put a finger down for that one. I think
that's a
I forgot about
thing.
I forgot about that.
Next.
Lied on a dating app or on a date?
I've never been on a dating app.
We get it.
Lied on a date.
You're too old.
I am, because I'm too old. Lied on a date, though, I guess.
Lack of pursuits.
What did you lie about?
What do you mean?
What did you lie about, Mariana?
No, I haven't put a finger down.
Oh.
This is my thing. I don't love this question because I have lied when I have feared for my safety, such as, oh, sorry, I have to take this emergency call.
Well, like, okay.
Oh,
that
has
the only time? Is that the only time?
Yeah, I don't lie about myself.
I guess I have
lied. I'm great. I'm excellent. You're welcome for coming on this date with you.
I have lied on a date then.
What did you lie? Oh, okay. That counts. Yeah. I guess like that. Sure.
Well,
that,
no. That I don't think that does count. I don't think you should have
It was different. It was just to get out of the date.
Right. Oh. If that's where you put a finger down. But if it did it for your safety, I don't think you put your
No,
finger
it
down.
Wasn't for my safety. It was just a bad date note. I lied to Lisa.
So we got Evan 3, Elena 4, Jamie 3, Mariana 6.
All right.
Father like daughter.
Parked in a handicap spot. I mean, come on now.
I've never done that.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Wait, Paul,
guys, I've been driving since I was like 15.
Everybody's done this.
No, I've never done that.
No, I think, you've been driving for 5 seconds, so that makes sense. I think I have. This is my thing. I've been driving a long time, guys. I probably parked the golf cart in a handicapped spot at one point.
What golf cart?
That's how we get around in Michigan, especially when you're
golf carts, the whole state.
Yeah, the whole state. I mean, Florida's worse.
It's awfully snowy for a golf cart.
Well, in the summer, obviously.
Obviously.
And suddenly you're British.
All right, next.
All right, and moving along. Looked at my own butthole.
Mariana. Did you put a finger down?
Yeah.
I don't need to know. Next.
Wait, hold on. I can't see who all put their finger down on this one. I saw Evan's finger go down.
Oh my God.
Elena is now hiding her finger. Might be revealing things down there in real time. Okay.
She's giggling maniacally.
Let's remind everyone that Mariana put this together.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I think it's very telling.
Shot.
Okay, well, what kind of gun?
Yeah, what kind of gun?
Like a real one.
No.
Not a BB gun.
No.
No, I've never done that.
Never shot a gun.
Elaine, did you put a finger down?
No.
Really? You've never shot a gun?
Not a real gun. I have held many real guns. I haven't been to like a shooting range. I prefer like paintball.
Your family's like all gun all the time. I thought maybe you would have shot one at least once.
I haven't gone on hunting trips. I can't do it. Even when they bring the deer back, like I can't even look at it.
Oh yeah, no.
But I'll eat it because it tastes good. I just can't watch the process.
I don't like deer. I don't like venison. Too gamey.
It's good. It is gamey. It's better as like jerky.
Thought about killing some deer.
Jesus!
Well, every day. During this game.
Oh wait, I have thought about.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, I've thought about it, but, like, not in any real way.
No, me neither. But it's, like, when I'm on the subway, I'm, like, it is, like, really easy to just, like, push someone.
Seven.
What?
As the person who lives closest to you, actually, no, Elena probably lives closer to you. But, yeah, remind me never to ride on the subway.
No, but I would never do it. But I also think about, like,
that's not reassuring.
I'm also like the other day I was on a balcony, it was like a 10th floor, and I was like, I didn't even think about it. I just slipped out. I was like, it would be really easy to kill myself right now.
Mariana, I'm worried about you.
Don't say that. I would.
You know, crisis intervention.
But I would never do it.
I thought about killing somebody the other day at work when I spent 6 hours working. Was there till 11:30. That we close at 10. This table was there till 11:30. Seven people spent $800 and left less than 10% tip. And I swear to God, I considered running after them and trying to mow them down with my car. It was a brutal moment. Tip your
servers.
Maybe
I should put my finger back up. I haven't had this impulse.
Next question. I don't want to know this.
In a public. No. Oh God.
I have not.
No.
Oh, guys, I hate this game. Am I the only one? Where's my mom?
Wait,
can I just clarify what counts as a public space? Like, where people could have seen you?
Yeah.
No, I think a public space is if someone saw you, you would get arrested for public indecency.
Elena, talking
about that is the definition of
vote in Mykonos, okay?
No, I have not.
Where was this, Elena?
My mom is looking at me real hard.
Yeah, but she doesn't know what we're talking about.
Hi. No, she can see the screen. She just paused and like laughed. Okay,
well,
so
it's
just
be on the
like,
podcast anyway.
I would just like to send out a disclaimer that at Yale there were a lot of things we did that were normalized. I didn't
at
realize
Yale, she
were against
name
at
federal
Yale, law.
Smarty pants had done sex in public.
I feel like Elena's my hair is at Yale.
At Yale. Did anybody watch The Sex Lives of College Girls?
Yes.
I did. Yeah.
Okay, a lot of those things are surprisingly accurate. Like the professor plays, and like the naked parties.
Where,
you know.
So on the Yale campus?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Now technically, I don't think because it's a private institution. I don't know if that technically, I guess you would be arrested for public indecency.
She's gonna give
it's
my
definitely
mom a public
place.
Definitely.
So Elena and I both have one finger left.
I have one.
Jamie has one finger left.
I have two.
My cheeks got a little warm. I was like, guys.
Done any hard drugs? Ketamine, Molly, crack, crocodile.
What is crocodile?
You don't know crocodile?
Plug of 2012. Come on.
I have no idea what crocodile is.
Really?
No, nobody put fingers down for
and
that.
Nobody
one?
Put fingers down.
Well, I think some of us are lying, but I'm not.
I have not done any.
I am
of
not.
Things. I have
only
smoked
done
pot. Weed.
Yeah.
You guys.
I'm too
but
afraid.
I have
I'm
watched.
Like,
I have watched people do all of these, except crocodile. I don't know what the fuck that is, but
I've
watched
seen
others.
People do all of these. Yeah.
Yep.
You've
not
seen
all,
people
I don't know what
do crack?
I've never seen anybody do crack. I've seen people on K, I've seen people on Molly, I've seen people do coke, but never, I don't, not crack or croc, I don't even know what crocodile is. I don't believe it's
real. Well, I didn't realize.
It is, no, it's a.
Crocodile is real.
I was traumatized in middle school, that's why it's like in my brain.
What?
You took it?
Don't do drugs.
No,
you
we
saw
did,
else take
we
it?
Did like, we had to do presentations on like drugs and I got crocodile and it's like.
What is crocodile?
I don't even know like exactly what it is, but it's your skin like fall off basically.
Ew. Okay, ooh. Next.
Look like how many more questions? I don't need to know. I don't plan on doing it. Yeah.
Oh.
Who's done this?
That's the kind of bleach.
Oh my god. I never bleached my asshole, but in middle school, a bunch of girls in my grade dyed their pubes pink.
Been arrested.
Yeah, no, that's it. I'm out.
Oh, Evan game over. Evan is out.
That was a good job.
Good job, Mariana.
So she professionally did that as an intern for our company.
This has been a great episode of Cancel Culture and the last episode of the season. So thanks so much for listening. If you've been with us the whole season or if you're joining us now, we appreciate you. And we hope you go back and listen to all the various episodes of this unhinged podcast because it's been a blast. Until next time, this has been Cancel Culture.
Cancel
Culture
Podcast.